This is Anishinaabe Way, lives, words, and stories of Ojibwe people.
I was born in St. Paul, and I was 10 days old when they brought me up to Hungry Jack.
And who are your parents?
My parents were Robert and Ellen Zimmerman. My dad guided hunting and fishing for Gateway Lodge, and he also was a builder. Camp Widgewagon on Lake Burnside, he built 9 of their buildings. Many of them are log.
Susan Zimmerman spent her early childhood at Hungry Jack Lake on the Gunflint Trail. A Grand Portage Band member, she is an experienced moose hunter who also fishes, gardens, makes baskets and gourds, and harvests wild rice every fall.
When I was a baby, the doctor my mother had down in St. Paul said, well, Susan should be outside 6 hours a day. And so mother had a basket, and Susan was outside for 6 hours a day. A bear almost took me one time when I was in my basket. Bear was coming down the path, and mother's friend, Marge Halverson, was having tea with my mother. And there was a little window that showed the path coming down, you know, from up where people park, because we were kind of in the middle of the hill. And Marge said, oh, Ellen, there's a bear coming, there's a bear coming. And they'd always heard that bears would take baby pigs. And so mother runs out and grabs me, and Marge starts throwing rocks at the bear. So I was saved. But yeah, mother always made sure that I was outside. Didn't hurt me. Still doesn't.
I see on the wall that you're showing the antlers of the first moose you shot.
Yes.
You want to tell the story about that?
Oh, dear. Well, that was kind of scary because it was just me walking in the woods. And this big bull was snorting and pawing the ground at me. And I could see him. Obviously, he could see me. And he took off, and there were 2 other moose I couldn't see that were doing the same thing to me. And I'm just walking alone in the woods with my little 30-30. And then this moose that I did get came around this corner, and he stopped, and I shot him. When you grow up in a hunter-gatherer tradition, which I was with my dad, the meat is important, and the sharing of the meat is important. And that's what you do.
When you have a successful hunt, what's the first thing you do?
Give tobacco. That's the first thing. You give thanks. Always. When you rice, you give tobacco. And you thank the Creator for this food and this bounty. And to protect it. That's what you do.
What is the traditional role of women in the moose camp?
The men went out and got it and brought it home, and then the women took care of it. That's my understanding of what the tradition was. That's what went on. Well, I started out making birch bark baskets, and my grandmother gave me my great-grandmother's matouche and all. And so I have her awl. And I thought, well, okay, this, you know, I need to do this. So I started doing that. And then I was growing some little gourds, and I decided, oh, I could make dream catchers out of those. And then that started me on my gourd journey. I think I like gourds because they're of the earth.
Looking forward to the winter season.
I'm going to go ice fishing. We live on a little lake, so I work on my gourds, and we go ice fishing, and the winter passes.
In the spring, you'll be heading up to the sturgeon fishing grounds?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, there's a 2-week season in the spring when they're spawning. We've sat up there through ice storms and snowstorms, and so much ice you couldn't even get a boat on the lake, and nice weather, and we just go. We have a good, it's a family time.
Do you find that you call on your history often when you're doing these things?
It's a part of who I am. It's just a basic part of me. I don't know why. I wasn't raised on a reservation. My dad didn't specifically teach me language other than a few words. There was not a lot of tradition from the Native side of the family. But maybe it's because I was raised in the woods and have a reverence for that kind of life and how that all interacts. And I think maybe that's a part of it. It's very important.
This is Anishinaabe Way, Lives, Words, and Stories of Ojibwe People, a series produced by Stacy Droulard with music by Keith Sekola. Funding for the series comes from the Minnesota Legacy Fund and WTIP Community Radio.